Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zoe and Beetle. Without Zoe, without Beetle. Adam Jones, Christian Arcan with you until 2 o'clock. Felger and Maz take over at that point. We got your thoughts, 617-779-0985. So Jim Louth was just saying in my ear here, Christian, I don't know if you've seen this. You seen the latest scuttlebutt on Jimmy Butler?
That he's fed up with Karl Anthony Towns.
Yes. So
and
that,
he wants Towns out.
So that's
or
on
he
the,
wants out.
That's on the heels of... And this came out maybe a month ago that he and Wiggins didn't get along.
Right.
And Minnesota's obviously already committed to Wiggins. They've given him a big, fat contract.
Mm-hmm.
Butler's a free agent at the end of the year. I've talked about, and I think you've been in when I've discussed this before, the Nets have two max spaces for next year. You know, maybe Jimmy Butler and Kyrie Irving, or Kyrie Irving and Klay Thompson or something like that could make their way to Brooklyn. And I've been wondering what Jimmy Butler was going to do, because I had already heard the Wiggins stuff. And I say heard. It's not like I, like, you know, did any reporting on
right.
it. It's just, it's out there in the news, like this story from Bleacher Report headline. Jimmy Butler reportedly fed up with Karl Anthony Towns and has no intention of signing an extension. You know, the team that's out there, and Jay Stu's been on this. Jay Stu was tweeting about it the other day. Jay Stu just put out there, I think Jimmy Butler is on LeBron's wish list. Hashtag gossip. So I'm sure I'll have more on this at 2 o'clock, but like, when people keep looking at LeBron and, you know, Paul George stays in OKC, and maybe what were the odds? You gave me the odds earlier today, whether or not Kawhi Leonard would go to the Lakers. They're like stacked that LeBron and Kawhi will not play
that
together.
That won't happen this year.
Right.
Yeah.
That exactly this year, maybe in a year it could. But so people are kind of starting to look at it and they're like, well, what are the Lakers doing? They're signing all these guys on 1 year deals. Paul George turned him down. Kawhi Leonard may not go anywhere. Who are they going to bring in with LeBron? And I don't necessarily have the answer as to who it is, but like a player like Jimmy Butler could come out of nowhere and then go to the Lakers and play with LeBron. Like,
yeah, sure.
I believe that LeBron has good intel on who's available, and the Lakers have the pieces to make it happen. Like, the Lakers have the pieces to make it happen. So do the Celtics, but you know, the Lakers may even be more willing to overpay. You know, like the Celtics like what they have, I think. I think they like Tatum. I think they like Brown. They can contend right now. You know, the Lakers may be a little more, or have a greater appetite, especially with LeBron there, and you know LeBron's going to be pulling strings. They may have a greater appetite to deal their young guys, Kuzma and Ingram and Ball and Hart. I mean, they lost Julius Randle to New Orleans yesterday.
Right.
So they still have young guys to deal. And if a guy like Jimmy Butler comes on the market, that's the Lakers are the team I expect to strike a deal.
I would think that would probably make a lot of sense for them. Butler signed for one more year and then a player option for the following year, if I'm getting that correctly. So, I mean, it's not strictly a one and done. It could be. If he goes to L.A., he'd probably be okay with staying there. But then again, I mean, listen, the guy's been in Minnesota for 1 year, doesn't get along with Wiggins, doesn't get along with Karl Anthony Towns, and we're supposed to believe he's just going to walk into L.A. and get along great with LeBron. It doesn't seem like people get along well with LeBron James either. So maybe that's not a great idea. I don't know really what the value of Jimmy Butler to LeBron is right now, other than just another name, another guy that he can maybe try and go to war with the Warriors with. But I mean, really, LeBron and Jimmy Butler are no match for the Golden State Warriors, I don't think. I mean, I think that Butler is a good player, but LeBron sort of had that another guy already who's pretty good, and Kevin Love over in Cleveland, and they were no match. I mean, I just, the more time goes past and the more these other players sign elsewhere, Cousins going to Golden State and George not going to L.A. and all these other guys sort of deciding, no, I'm good, makes me wonder, like, what's LeBron going to be left with? If it's Jimmy Butler, if that's it, Jimmy Butler and the Lakers is currently constituted, that team's not stepping to Golden State, I don't think at all. I don't think they have any more chance than Cleveland did last year.
So I'm just I'm looking at something Jim Louth just put on my screen, and this is from today. This is the Chicago Sun-Times. This is Joe Cowley, not familiar with his work, at the Chicago Sun-Times. Headline, Jimmy Butler and Kyrie Irving could have plans to try and take over the East. And I just said earlier in this segment, and we had talked about this a couple of weeks ago when Brooklyn made their Dwight Howard deal, that they're freeing up cap space for next year. Mm. And it's going to be Kyrie and Clay and Butler. So I don't know if he mentions Brooklyn as a destination here, but I'll read from Joe Cowley in the Chicago Sun-Times. The one-man nemesis for the Bulls has now left the Eastern Conference. That would be LeBron. Bulls slayer LeBron James is now a Laker, taking his talents to Hollywood. But the idea that the Eastern Conference is somehow there for the taking, especially as far as the Bulls are concerned, laughable. Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't need LeBron to leave the East to know that.
Yeah.
Joe Cowley. This is Boston's dance, and the rest of the conference is just spectating. A league source close to the situation told the Sun-Times on Tuesday that Kyrie Irving and former Bulls All-Star Jimmy Butler are still trying to figure out a way to play together. Whether that means the Celtics try and acquire Butler this summer, or the two simply wait a year, both opt out of their player options after the season and join forces that way. Either way, the two former Team USA basketball teammates are looking for a destination to build an elite backcourt, whether that's in Celtics Green or somewhere else in the East. And he said, not that this hasn't been lurking for quite some time either. Last June, the Sun-Times was the first to report Irving was looking to get out of Cleveland, with the Bulls being on his wish list. He made that known to several teams, several of his former teammates on Team USA. ESPN then piggybacked on the story a month later. Well, how about this? I didn't realize we were going to get into a little peeing match between the Sun-Times and ESPN,
right.
But there you go. ESPN then piggybacked on the story when the Cavs front office was finally let in on Irving's intentions. A source said that Butler let general manager Gar Foreman and VP of basketball John Paxson know Irving wanted out, blah, 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 blah. So now it gets into a Bulls-centric story. But Butler and Irving want to play together. Whether that is in Brooklyn with two max spaces in the East, and it says they want to do it in the East. Specifically says the East.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing because that's wide open.
And they're both free agents next year.
So maybe it's Brooklyn. How about this? I just asked you earlier.
After next year.
I just asked you earlier about Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade Jaylen Brown for Jimmy Butler without the assurance that he would stay and try to sell him like the Thunder just did with Paul George?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think Jimmy Butler's on the same level as Kawhi Leonard, and I'd be hesitant to do it with Leonard straight up for Brown. I don't know that I would want to do that, and not because I think that Leonard is not a top 10 player, or that, you know, even the injury or the attitude or any of that stuff. It's just, to me, I think that Jaylen Brown's next 4 years could be as valuable, if not more valuable, than one, or, you know, potential 1 year of Kawhi Leonard, which we still have no guarantees on if that's what they're thinking about. Now, I know that people change their minds, and I certainly know that championships can sway people in different directions. I just don't think that Jimmy Butler is that caliber of player that I would want to maybe forego the future of a more. But if it means keeping Kyrie Irving,
that's exactly what I was just going to say. What if
Irving says that's who
Kyrie wants to play with? Apparently, so
yeah.
If it means it's not just about Butler now; it's about Kyrie too.
And then that's two more max contracts, and then you also have that issue to deal with. But I know Horford goes, or somebody goes, and then you restructure from there. But I'm not necessarily convinced that Butler's that worth that sort of restructuring is all.
Well, here's what I would say about Jimmy Butler.
Leonard, yes. Butler, no.
Well, here's what I would say about Butler compared to Kawhi. Kawhi's a better player, definitely. But Butler's really good, and you don't have the same questions with Butler. I mean, you brought up a few in Minnesota, like he's having trouble getting along with Wiggins and now reportedly Towns. He forced his way out of Chicago. So I wouldn't say there's nothing with Butler, but it's not as significant as the red flags are with Kawhi. So you're getting a player that's not as good, but there are fewer question marks about, and it might help you keep Kyrie Irving. So this dovetails in nicely again with what we already asked. 617-779-0985. I'd be curious to hear from you, Celtics fans. I asked earlier, given that Paul George now has chosen to stay in Oklahoma City with the Thunder, like talk middle of nowhere, nothing franchise, no history, relocated to Oklahoma of all places. You know, the energy capital. That's about all they have going on in OKC. The freaking Thunder got Paul George to stay. And he was telling people around the league, I want to go to the Lakers. I want to go to the Lakers. And they got him to stay. Sam Presti gambled and was correct. I mean, he gave up a significant piece in Victor Oladipo, NBA's most improved player, all-star talent, all-NBA talent this season. That's what they gave up to get Paul George. They gambled and they got him. So I asked earlier, should Danny Ainge be more open to including Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard, even without assurances Kawhi Leonard would stay? And then Danny could do his job and sell Kawhi on staying in Boston. That's part of your job, Danny. Convince him to stay with one of the most historic, most decorated franchises in professional sports, not just the NBA. So I asked that about Kawhi Leonard. Would I do it for Kawhi Leonard, Jaylen Brown? Yeah. Yeah, I would. And Danny put the full court press on. If OKC can convince Paul George to stay, you should be able to keep Kawhi. I'd say the same thing about Jaylen Brown. About
Jimmy
Butler, rather. I would include Jaylen Brown for Jimmy Butler. I would do that, especially if then in turn, if I get Butler, Kyrie Irving now wants to stay. Now you're Kyrie, you're Butler, you're Hayward, you're Horford, you're Tatum. That's again, just like Kawhi, you're right there with Golden State. You're closer with Kawhi because Kawhi's better than Butler, but that's still really good. That's still a team that should win multiple championships in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
They should with Butler.
Definitely. I mean, that absolutely should happen. And then worst case scenario, I guess, is you do that, you get them all in here, and then Kyrie and Butler decide to go to Brooklyn anyway. You know, I mean, they could still do that. They still have player options. It's very sort of tenuous, and I think that's sort of what has everybody feeling so uneasy about.
But you
all
may lose
things.
Kyrie anyway, right?
You might lose him anyway, sure. Yeah, you might lose him. You might bring Butler in and then lose him too. You know, you don't have guarantees from any of this. And, you know, listen, you can talk about how Danny Ainge can give him the history and all that stuff about the Celtics, but up until Al Horford, the Celtics have always had their history to go back and pitch people with, and that never meant anything. No one ever came here.
Sure did. I mean, not free agents, but
Well,
Butler wouldn't be a free agent. Butler
technically,
or
if you want to sign him long term,
no, it's the same thing as Garnett. You know, you got to sell him on staying. You got to sell him on coming here, and then sell him on the legacy. It wasn't a free agent. It was come here and we'll keep you. Come here and you have a chance to win championships. You want to play with Kyrie? The East is wide open. I mean, if they really want to play together, if the Sun-Times is right about this, Christian, and supposedly they were way in front of the Kyrie story last year, I don't know what in Chicago they have for good intel on Kyrie, but they're beating their chest about their relationships and the info they had way before ESPN last year.
Right.
If they're right that Kyrie and Butler want to play together, and Kyrie may bolt to go play with Butler somewhere else in the East next year, get Butler here. Take all the questions out of it. Kyrie, Butler, Tatum, Hayward, Horford, and whatever else. Does that beat Golden State this year? I don't know, but I'd like to find out. And that's a team that should break through and win multiple championships in the next, call it, 5 years. So, yeah, I'd trade Jaylen Brown, even without the assurances of Jimmy Butler. Get Butler here. Tell him he's playing with Kyrie. Danny, do your job. Sell him on Boston. And let's get it done. Get it done, Danny. 617-779-0985. So, look, you're trying to outmaneuver LeBron for a couple of people now, I think. I think you should be trying to do that. How do Celtics fans feel about it? We'll get to that next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Adam Jones, Christian Arcan, just reacting to the latest out there on Jimmy Butler. Like, add him to Kawhi Leonard. The Lakers are trying to get more help for LeBron. So, LeBron, is he going to get Jimmy Butler to come play with him? Is he going to get Kawhi Leonard to come play with him? Should the Celtics try to outmaneuver LeBron? Should Danny Ainge, even without assurances from Jimmy Butler, 1 year left on his deal, Kawhi Leonard, 1 year left on his deal, be more open to including Jaylen Brown in a contract for either one of those guys? And, you know, I say yes on Jimmy Butler, but as Arcan pointed out, I mean, Kawhi is a better player. I think there's less question marks about Butler, but Kawhi's a better player, and it'd be easier, I think, for fans to stomach rolling the dice on Jaylen Brown for a player like Kawhi than Jimmy Butler. And I'll say, like, Jim Louth popped in the last break, Arcand, and he goes, well, do you think the Celtics could get Butler for less than Jaylen Brown? And
I was here. I heard this.
And I was like, I don't know. I'm like, he goes, could they do Marcus Smart and Terry Rozier? And you know, Smart is a Thibodeau kind of player.
Mm-hmm.
And also, think of what Jimmy Butler already went for with 2 years left on his deal.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler went for LaVine and Dunn and I think the seventh pick, the rights to Lauri Markkanen, mm-hmm. wherever Markkanen went. I think it was seven. So I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm over-exaggerating. Maybe I'm overvaluing Jimmy Butler, and Jaylen Brown would be too much. However, what you have to factor in is that Jaylen Brown getting dealt for Jimmy Butler may help you keep Kyrie, too.
Possibly, yes. Didn't the Bulls want Jaylen Brown for Butler last year?
Probably.
Wasn't that like the demand? I feel like I read a report about that. That the Bulls like
was it around the pick or was it around Jaylen Brown? I'm trying to remember.
I think it was Jaylen Brown.
Was it an either or? Maybe we'll take Jaylen or we'll take the ultimate pick that was Tatum.
Could be that. I don't remember specifically, but I do remember there were reports about Brown being part of those conversations and the Celtics not wanting to move on from him. And I understand that, and I do think that, especially with his progression from this year, you know, at 21 years old, I don't think it's crazy to say that Jaylen Brown could become as good as Jimmy Butler, if not better someday. That's a reach with Kawhi Leonard, but I don't think it is with Jimmy Butler.
Not at all. Again, the thing with Butler is he's done it. You know, Jalen hasn't done it. Jimmy Butler's made all defensive team 4 years in a row, four out of the last five. He's been second team all defense, four out of the last five. He has been third team all NBA each of the last two. So he's an all NBA player. He's an all-star 4 years in a row. I mean, could Jaylen Brown turn into that? Yeah, he could. He could. But he may never reach that ceiling, you know? And maybe maybe Jimmy Butler's not even the ceiling for Jaylen Brown. But, I don't know, a four-time all-star, two-time all-NBA, four-time all-defense? Like, are you gonna guarantee me that Jaylen Brown's going to turn into that? I think he has that potential. But are you going to guarantee me that's what Jaylen Brown is? I don't know.
No, I wouldn't guarantee that at all.
Butler's more of a sure thing.
I would say at the age of 21, Brown is better than Butler was when he was 21, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
It doesn't. In Jaylen Brown, he was already in the NBA while Jimmy Butler was still in his third year at Marquette. So right, Jaylen Brown is definitely ahead of where Butler was.
Yeah.
Is he going to get there? I don't know.
And Butler was a bit of a late bloomer, too. I mean, it took him a couple of years before he really started coming on in Chicago. Again, none of this really has any bearing on what the present form of Jimmy Butler and the present form of Jaylen Brown is. It's just to say this. There's risks either way. You're risking the future of Jaylen Brown. You're risking the future of Jimmy Butler not staying here. I mean, there's risks no matter what. You don't want to have Kyrie walk out the door because he wants to go team up with Butler in Brooklyn or New York or somewhere else. Certainly, you'd like to try and avoid that. But that's not really up to you. That's not your decision. You can try and pitch him as best you want, but ultimately they're going to choose on that. You can make the decision over whether it's Butler or Brown. And that's the one Danny Ainge has to make, and I think that that's probably one that has him leaning towards Brown, just thinking, hey, you know, if I'm going to keep this guy, if I do ever trade him, I want to trade him for someone that I know is going to be better than what he was. Those are the kind of moves that Danny Ainge makes.
If Sam Presti can convince Paul George to stay in Oklahoma City when he was telling the whole league he was going to go to L.A. a year ago.
Yep.
Ainge should be able to do that with Butler or Kawhi.
But that's, you don't know what George was thinking or what Leonard thinks or what Butler thinks about anything. They're three totally different people.
No,
you can't just say they're all going to agree like George did.
But I know money talks, and I know the Celtics can offer more than anybody, and usually that's a good place to start. I don't know what they're thinking.
Well, then why is Leonard one out of San Antonio then?
Because he clashes with Greg Popovich.
Right, but if money talks, then...
Because the organization embarrassed... Well, I mean, to an extent. I mean, is Jimmy Butler clashing with his organization?
Sort of. It seems like it a little bit.
It seems like he's clashing with his teammates.
With players, yeah.
Jimmy Butler's in like a he goes or I go type thing. You know, I think Kawhi Leonard has gotten so far along where it's just he doesn't trust the organization. They don't trust him. Like that, you can't go forward with that. So whoever has his rights, you're going to have the inside track. The Spurs won't. But if the Lakers trade for him, they're going to have the inside track. If Philly trades for him, they're going to have the inside track. The Celtics get him, they're going to have the inside track. And remember, the difference between Butler and Kawhi, to me, is that you know Kyrie, or it sounds like Kyrie, actually wants to play with Butler. Does Kyrie want to play with Kawhi? I'd imagine he does, but if him and Butler, if they want to play together and they could go to Brooklyn, then maybe they leave you in the lurch and go to Brooklyn next year. I don't know. 617-779-0985. Tom's in the car on Jimmy Butler. What do you got, Tom?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing great.
Hey, Tom.
Great. Hey, I think you don't want Jimmy Butler. And the reason why I think you don't want him is I don't think he's been that good. You know what I mean? In a long time, he's like in that second group of elite athletes. He's not.
Yeah,
quite
he's just each of the last 2 years he's been a top 15 player in the league. But sure, okay.
But I just think where there's smoke, there's fire, right? You look at it this way: he was on Chicago, right?
Uh-huh.
Didn't some guy get his face cracked open by some guy on his team?
Yeah, Mirotić after he left.
Then,
yeah,
wasn't that the same team that Rondo played on? He couldn't keep his hands off his assistant coach. I think a superstar has to have some kind of qualities, you know what I mean, to keep the locker room in order. And I think that this guy may have gotten bitten by the same mosquito that bit Dwight Howard.
Okay, Tom. I mean, do the Celtics have the superstars to keep Marcus Smart in order when he's punching out picture frames?
Yeah, but can you picture Smart and him on the same team? I think that's like a disaster.
No, I'm pretty sure Smart would be going to make room for Butler.
Probably,
one of the pieces. Or Kawhi or whomever. Smart's not going to be here long term, I don't think.
But them together on a team is not really what the caller was talking about. He was talking about, oh, is there a presence? Is there someone in that locker room who can calm him down or keep him in check? No, and it's not Brad Stevens' MO. Brad Stevens, I'll give you this.
Well, yeah, but just if you're going to hold Butler accountable for that, you got to hold all the superstars here
everyone.
Who couldn't rein in Marcus Smart.
Right.
Right.
And Brad Stevens has also, I think, done a pretty good job of sort of keeping things in-house and not letting, you know, conflicts or whatever get out and become big problems, but... You know, you don't expect him to go in there and lay down the law. He's not that kind of guy. You know, he's not John Fair, Sheriff Farrell walking around, you know, putting people in their place. Like, I don't picture that.
Butler wasn't even in Chicago last year when the Taj Gibson Miritich incident.
Yeah, I don't know
happened.
What that was
so
about.
So that has nothing to do with Jimmy Butler. And I don't really even know the Rondo story he's talking about.
Rondo slipped in the shower or something?
That was here.
I know. Yeah. What happened in Chicago?
I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand. I'm just playing out his scenario, and I don't understand these specific examples. Jimmy Butler should be held responsible for how his teammates act? Well, then you have problems with Kyrie Irving and Al Horford here in Boston because they can't rein in Marcus Smart. If you're being consistent, that's what you're telling me. And I don't I blame Horford for a lot. I don't blame him for that.
He broke his thumb. That's what happened. Rondo broke his thumb in game 2 of the series with the Celtics.
Yeah, playing, right?
Yeah, playing.
Yeah, I don't
know what that has to do. I don't know what the college point was.
I don't think he had his examples exactly there, but, you know, what are you going to do? 617-779-0985.
Unless Jimmy Butler's walking around breaking people's fingers, like, I don't really see.
Yeah, like, I feel like there's a big story that he's alluding to that I've never heard about. Again, Miritich and Taj Gibson happened not Taj Gibson. Miritich and Bobby Portis. Excuse me.
Yeah, yeah.
That happened without Butler. And I don't know the Rondo thing he's referring to. Rondo broke his arm here or hand here, slipping in the shower or on a trampoline park or wherever he was. 617-779-0985. We'll continue with all your feedback. More on Boogie Cousins and all the latest rumors out of the NBA right after the headlines here from Christian Arcan.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Sports Hub headlines.
One of the best defenses.
Big news in the NBA, DeMarcus Cousins headed to the Golden State Warriors on a one-year deal. This news breaking last night, ESPN reporting that the deal is worth $5.3 million, right around the mid-level exemption, and the Celtics were the runners-up, according to reports, in landing Cousins. Other movement in the NBA, Lakers signed former Celtics guard Rajon Rondo to a one-year, $9 million deal. Avery Bradley re-upped with the Clippers, a two-year deal worth $25 million. Celtics made it official yesterday, signing guard Brad Wanamaker. The terms of that deal not yet disclosed. Red Sox 4-3 winners over the Nationals last night in Washington. Rick Porcello, a three-run double in the second inning off of his former Tigers teammate, Max Scherzer. Porcello improves to 10-3. He had two earned runs over six innings of work, had five strikeouts. Mookie Betts hit his 21st home run of the year, a solo home run in the seventh inning. Red Sox and Nationals continue this series tonight. Brian Johnson getting the start opposite Tanner Roark of the Nats. Some breaking Bruins news in the last hour. The team agreed to a three-year extension with forward Sean Corrali worth over just $1.25 million per year. And in World Cup action today, Sweden topped Switzerland by a score of 1-0. Colombia and England will kick off at 2 p.m. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Foxwoods Resort Casino. Dream big and dream often with over $3 million in cash and prizes during Foxwoods Summer of Dreams presented by Pepsi. I'm Christian Arcand on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 2 o'clock.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
Is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.137 here on the Sports Hub. It is Adam Jones and Christian Arcan. We are with you until 2 o'clock. We got today's takeaways on the way about 15 minutes from now. We'll get back into your feedback momentarily. But first, I want to tell you about the Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive on Saturday, July 14th. You can donate from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Best Western in Woburn. There will be raffles and games going on throughout the day. And while walk-ins are welcome, you can also schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org. Again, the Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive, Saturday, July 14th, 10 to 3:30 at the Best Western in Woburn. We've been talking about the Celtics and their offseason and what Danny Ainge needs to do. And a big reason that, I don't know, I feel that there should be a greater push for Kawhi Leonard and now Jimmy Butler, now that his name is out there and he supposedly wants out of Minnesota. And you know that LeBron James is going to be in on Jimmy Butler. He's going to be in on every big name that's out there. It leads me to believe that the Celtics should be aggressive, especially if Jimmy Butler means you keep Kyrie Irving. Butler and Irving supposedly want to play together, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. So you'd keep Butler away from LeBron. That prevents LeBron and the Lakers from getting stronger. Right. It maybe helps you keep Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
I mean, Golden State's Golden State. You know, they just got better with DeMarcus Cousins, but I don't know. I feel like there should be a little more urgency out there. in terms of keeping these guys around or attempting to keep these guys around. Like, Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard, Jaylen Brown for Jimmy Butler. OKC did something similar with Victor Oladipo, and they convinced Paul George to stay in OKC. Like, I wonder if there needs to be more urgency out of Danny in that regard. Because as we've just learned, Christian, we thought it was going to be Celtics and Warriors now forever. But the Lakers just got better real quick. And things can change seemingly overnight. Golden State goes out and gets Boogie Cousins. Now Jimmy Butler is available. It's like, these things can change pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get left behind.
No, you certainly don't. And I'll tell you what else. Now that I know that Jimmy Butler wants out of Minnesota, I wouldn't be shocked if you see some of these other Eastern Conference teams not named the Celtics start getting real aggressive, because they haven't done anything. Like, what have the Bucks done? What have the Pacers done? What have the Raptors done?
Again,
they have done nothing.
Brooklyn may try to sign both Kyrie and Butler next offseason.
Yeah, and that's another reason why I think the Celtics need to continue to be aggressive. You're right there. But I also look at this from Kyrie's perspective. He may really like Jimmy Butler. They played together. I think they played in USA Basketball
Correct.
Together,
Team,
right?
Team USA, which is how all these guys know each other
yeah.
and how they talk and how usually if you follow the Team USA connections, you can figure out who plays with who and who wants to play with who. It's not that hard.
But I also think that stuff gets a little bit overblown. Like, how many times do we hear Chris Paul is going to team up with Carmelo Anthony and this guy's going to go with that guy and all these players are going to play together and then they just don't? I mean, it's yes, the players do have a lot more leverage right now. Yes, they can sort of dictate their futures to a certain extent, not completely. You have to be like the LeBron, Durant, that tier of player to really do it your way. But I don't know. I mean, I hear a report like this, oh, Kyrie wants to play with Jimmy Butler, and I think, great. You know, is he gonna blow up the Celtics and leave them to go play in Brooklyn with Jimmy Butler instead of potentially winning championships here in Boston? If that's the case, I don't know. I mean, that just seems to me like a bit of a stretch.
If you're in New York, again, you're Brooklyn. You know, you're not the Knicks. It's not your childhood team, but he's from New Jersey. He obviously cares about his image, you know, his movies and his songs that he's put out. So, I don't know, can you do that easier in Brooklyn / New York than you can in Boston? Maybe. Is Kyrie motivated by championships? I mean, he says he is. He says he's motivated by basketball, but
if that's the reason, then he's definitely not staying in Boston, no matter who you bring in.
He's already won a title. You know, he's already won a title. He had one of the biggest shots in NBA Finals history.
Sure.
So he's already done it. I mean, is he hungry to do it again? I don't know. Or are there other things that interest him? Maybe playing with Jimmy Butler and playing in New York and closer to home. Again, I keep saying New York, not with the Knicks, but with Brooklyn. Is that something he'd be interested in doing? I don't know. But there are like multiple elements to Jimmy Butler. It's not just as simple to me as, well, Kawhi Leonard's better, so save Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard. It's like, well, maybe LeBron wants Butler. And maybe Kyrie and Butler could go team up and play out. Like, there's a lot of elements at play with this Jimmy Butler name popping up. Now that Butler has popped up, do you think that makes Karl Anthony Towns more or less available?
That's a good question. Probably less.
Because I'd be in on Towns too, but I agree with that.
I would love Towns.
The
sure.
fact that Butler's name is out there makes it sound like Minnesota's siding with Towns and Wiggins, their other young players, and Butler's going to be the one to go because he's up after next year.
Which, by the way, they should if that's their plan. If that's what they want to do is develop these guys and have them sort of be around and hit their prime when, you know, Golden State's breaking up and LeBron's retiring and all the rest of that. Not a terrible strategy, one that requires a lot of patience, but I mean, it's sort of like the Celtics, except without Kyrie. And also, I don't think that Wiggins is that good. I think Towns is, definitely. He's a legitimate big man in the league right now, and he's a guy that you can certainly try and build a winning team around. But yeah, if they're willing to say, okay, Butler, you've been here 1 year, you got one more year, and then a player option, we can try and keep you and make you happy, and in doing so, get rid of our 23-year-old, you know, superstar center, like that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't. 617-779-0985. Tibbs likes Butler. I don't know if he likes him that much. Let's go to Connor in Hopkinton. What's up, Connor?
Hey, how we doing? First time caller. Thanks for taking the call.
Welcome.
I just really wanted to touch on base on what do you guys think the Lakers pursuing Damian Lillard would do to the team. I think that they'd be able to get him. Also, maybe like that could be the second piece, but I wanted to see, you know, next year in free agency, who you think they would be able to get. I'm going to hang up and listen to call. Thanks.
Okay, free agents next year. Butler, you can cross Kyrie off the list. Klay Thompson, Durant is on that list. I feel like I'm missing one. Those are some of the big names anyway. I think there's a few restricteds who could be on there too, but guys that likely won't move. I would say Klay Thompson, Kyrie Irving, and Jimmy Butler are the big free agents next year, off the top of my head. So his first question about Damian Lillard, that's an interesting fit to me. Like, on the one hand, I want to say, well, they're both ball-dominant players, so how would LeBron and Lillard fit together? On the other, I mean, Kyrie worked okay with LeBron.
Right.
They won a championship, so, you know, it ultimately fell apart, and maybe some of that was sharing the basketball, but I don't know. I mean, LeBron proved he can play with Kyrie, so I feel like he could probably play with Damian Lillard.
Lillard's got three more years. He's not up till 2021. So, I mean, it would be a trade.
It would 100% be a trade. That's a name that's another one Jay Stu has brought up. And by the way, Jay Stu deserves credit. He brought up Butler yesterday or Sunday night.
Okay.
Like he was ahead of the Butler stuff that just came out. And he also mentioned Damian Lillard's name. I just wanted to double check Lillard since he brought him up. Lillard is, I would say, a good three-point shooter, but not quite the shooter that Irving is. And I'm not sure he's the spot-up shooter that Irving is. So, again, I'd have my questions about the fit, Lillard and LeBron, but, I mean, Lillard's ridiculously talented.
Yeah, great slasher, great scorer. He great finisher.
There's
a lot he does well.
I normally would err on the side of talent, which is why I'm still annoyed the Celtics didn't get Boogie Cousins. And maybe that was far-fetched. Like, you've brought this up a bunch, Arcan. Like, maybe no matter what, he was going to go to Golden State. I just feel a little better about it if it sounded like Danny Ainge's on top of it. If it didn't sound like Danny Ainge was caught with his pants down, blindsided by Cousins potentially taking less than people expected, and then having some interest in Boston. Maybe he was always going to Golden State and he was always more interested.
Right.
But the Celtics were interested enough where they were either about to make an offer or made an offer, depending on who you believe. It sounded like they were scrambling at the last second. Like they were, quite frankly, with Robert Williams when he dropped to them at 27 and they're checking medicals at the last minute. So I just wish it sounded like Danny was a little better prepared for that. Whether you got him or not at the end of the day, maybe that was a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Maybe he was always going to Golden State.
You know, one other thing about this,
I would have liked to have been a little bit more ready for that guy to potentially sign with
him. I would have liked that too, I guess. But one thing about the Cousins that's not quite adding up for me is that they're acting like he waited a long time and sat on the side and didn't get one single offer and decided, you know what, I'm just going to go to Golden State. What was it, like less than 12 hours after LeBron signed?
He didn't get a max offer.
Okay, but I mean, it's not like weeks and weeks went by. I mean, it was a couple of days, not even a day after LeBron signed.
Correct.
So, you know, really, like, but how much was he waiting? Like, how long was he to play this process out? And if he sort of surprised everybody by saying, hey, guess what? I want to take a mid-level exception, but I really only want to go to Golden State. Also, let's call Boston and get them in the mix, too.
But
I don't really feel like the Celtics ever had a realistic chance at this.
Do you think all that played out in real time, or do you think most of this has been known over weeks and months?
Well, it was 90 degrees Fahrenheit on that balcony that day.
As Spears
stared out over the desert.
Mark Spears certainly had a dramatic retelling of it.
A mess of mirages on the Las Vegas Strip.
We can get to that. 617-779-0985 in today's takeaways. I do wonder on Boogie, right? Like, was the timeline playing out in real time? Did everybody kind of know already? Was it not as much of a scramble as we're being led to believe? We can relive the timeline, according to Mark Spears, a dramatic reading in today's takeaways next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, now it's time for the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway. Take away your excess weight with Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. It's been busy, Arcand. We've had a lot to discuss.
Yes, sir.
We've discussed a lot of things over the last couple of days. David Price against the Yankees, John Tavares signing with the Toronto Maple Leafs. You know, today, a lot of NBA stuff. A lot of NBA stuff over the last couple of days. So some good material. But we started today with DeMarcus Cousins, his decision to sign with Golden State. And not only the decision, but the actual story behind the decision, which may or may not have played out exactly like Mark Spears told us at the Undefeated. And I decided to do, I don't know, I guess it's somewhat of a dramatic interpretation of DeMarcus Cousins choosing to go to Golden State. Let's see how that went. DeMarcus Cousins was sleepless and confused in Las Vegas, Arcand. It was 5 a.m. Pacific time on Monday morning, and nearly 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Cousins was standing on the balcony in his off-season home, alone. I was shocked. I didn't believe it. It was rough. A pretty emotional night. Just before the sun peeked in on another sweltering Vegas day, you can feel the heat. The perspiration on his forehead. Cousins called his longtime agent Yarin Akana? Yarin Akana.
Good enough.
How about signing the mid-level exception with an elite team? How about giving the reigning NBA champion Warriors a call? I was effed up, Cousin said to Yarin. I said, let's make a call. He was shocked. Around 8 a.m., Cousin said he called Warriors general manager Bob Myers. Imagine Myers picking up his cell phone, and a man with a deep voice says, hey, this is DeMarcus Cousins. Got a minute? There you go. That's pretty much how it went, I think.
I like how you changed your voice to be a guy with a deep voice.
Yep.
Like you don't already have a deep voice.
Hey, it's Boogie. It probably went something like that.
You up?
Hey, this is DeMarcus Cousins. Got a minute? Yeah, I didn't really do a big voice change there.
Drinks tonight?
Yeah. Meanwhile, he did the same thing to Danny Ainge. It's like, oh, yeah, hang on. Actually, I'd love to call you back. I got to do some research on you. Boogie Cousins? Never heard of you. Oh, I'll get back to you. Meanwhile, he signs with the Golden State Warriors. Nice job, Danny. Boogie could have helped, Danny. Instead of going to Golden State and making them better, you could have closed the gap between yourself and the Warriors. But instead of answering the phone call when he says, yo, this is Boogie, next thing
hey.
You know, yeah, excuse me, that's what he said.
Hey. Who is this?
Yeah, hang on.
This is DeMarcus Cousins.
Hang on, I gotta do a little research here. I feel like I've heard of you before, but I gotta do some... If I could get my ducks in a row before I answer the phone call, Boogie, I'd love to give you a call back. Yeah, whatever, I'm going to Golden State.
Got a minute?
No, I don't, actually. I have to do my research, because I was caught with my pants down. I had no idea that you'd be available. Just like Robert Williams falling to me at pick 27, I had no idea. I was scrambling to do the medicals at the last second. I also had no idea you'd be available and interested in coming to Boston, so actually, you caught me at a bad time. Let me get back to you.
I'm also really busy with this Wanamaker thing, you know? gotta finish this contract off here. Can you call back, maybe, in like an hour?
Hey, I gotta cross the T's and dot the I's on Aaron Baines. If you could just hold... Play a little elevator music for you if you could hold. Yeah, okay, fine. I'm going to Golden State. So nice maneuvering, I thought, there. From the guy who has plan A, B, C, not only those three, but also X, Y, and Z, Arkham. The most prepared G. He's prepared for everything. He knows about everything before it happens. He knows that Brooklyn's going to be terrible in a few years, so he trades for their lottery picks. He knows that, you know, the Lakers are going to be awful, except he put extra protections on that so that he'll get the Kings pick, because he actually knew that he wouldn't get the Lakers pick and it would convey to the Kings pick. He knows all these things. He knows everything. Including, which picks are going to fall into their lap, which picks will be best. But he had no idea Boogie Cousins was interested in coming to the Celtics. So he said, I'll do a little research, I'll get back to you. And he goes to the NBA favorites. We also had Dan Shaughnessy in here today. And I'll tell you what, Arkan, there's been a lot of dark days during my time in radio.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dark days, a lot of low moments. Some lower than others. But this may have been my lowest moment. I think he lumped you in too.
Yeah.
The collective we.
Association, my friend.
Were too negative
for
Dan Shaughnessy. So Robert Williams, I do think there's a bit of a tie-in with Boogie Cousins. And it's like, is Danny Ainge really on top of stuff in this offseason?
Oh, you are so negative.
Well, hang on. So did you see the video with him and Terry Rozier? Arkan actually brought this up.
Yeah, they say about you is true. What happened to you? You weren't like this in the Dan Shaughnessy show.
I was. We just had guests in the first segment. I got thrown off. I had to get my footing.
Did I do something to damage you? Did I bring too much negativity into your life?
Yes. I learned from the master. Yeah, Dan's like, boy, you were negative. Yeah.
Oh, boy, yeah. You're so negative. Huh. I never knew you were this negative. What, did I do this to you?
Yeah, you did, actually. And by the way, if we didn't have Shira Springer in the first segment, maybe I could have jumped in there a little more. Maybe.
It's like an old gangster movie when like the guy realizes that his protege is like this monster now, so he has to kill him. Like, it's that sort of thing.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're like some loose cannon wannabe mob, and now Shaughnessy realizes the mistake he made, and now he has to contemplate how to stop you.
Yeah, I was always like this. We had to talk to Barbara Mattson, so I wasn't ready to go. You know, I was a little thrown off. So anyway, that's a low point, I would say. When Shaughnessy tells you you're too negative, when Shaughnessy's like, boy, you guys are negative.
That looked like that affected you a little bit.
It cut me pretty deep.
Yeah.
I said, boy, I better evaluate what I'm doing with my life. I said, here I am, and now I'm getting lectured by Dan Shaughnessy.
Have I gone too far?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So being called negative by Shaughnessy is like being called ugly by Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, or fat by Bartolo Colon, maybe, I don't know.
Or ageless.
ageless. I was not prepared for that. I was not prepared for Dan to tell me I was negative.
Yeah. And you stopped him in his tracks a couple of times with your negativity.
Oh, God, boy, I had no idea.
What happened to you?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, young Adam Jones, radio doofus. Huh. What happened to you?
You're not the plucky young lad I remember from 890?
No.
I do
no,
a bad no, no. Shaughnessy, I apologize.
I thought it was pretty good.
Eh.
No one really does a great Shaughnessy, it's just...
It's more the pacing than the actual voice.
Just kind of hemming and hawing, you don't really need to say anything.
Happy 4th, buddy.
Happy 4th to everybody out there. We got Felger and Maz coming your way. I'd imagine lots of fireworks talk, things of that nature. You can jump in line, 617-779-0985 with all your phone calls. I will talk to you Thursday morning with Fred right here on the Sports Hub.